朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
睡了一样，我们就到主那里去了。
Why do we say that when the man dies, he's like he's asleep, he's gone to the Lord?
我去见主的时候，还是带着我这个人的灵、这个人的魂去见主的。
When I go see the Lord, I before the Lord with my spirit, my soul.
只是我的身体留在这里就是了。
Well, the body is temporarily here.
我们都要复活的。
We're all gonna be resurrected.
要有这个信心，要有这个把握，有一天我们整个人要活过来。
Need to have this faith that one day I am gonna be made alive.
主要给我们一个新的身体。
The Lord's gonna give us a new body.
有一个人带着他岳母带着他家人到以色列去玩。
A person once took his mother-in-law to Israel to have a vacation.
结果不小心，他的岳母在以色列去世了。
Tragically, the mother-in-law passed away in Israel.
人家就跟他说，为了省钱，最好埋在这里。
And somebody advised him, you know, for the sake of cost, you might as well bury.
然后他坚持一定要把岳母送回去，哈，花再多的钱他都要送。
And he says, absolutely not. I got to send my mother-in-law back home.
人家以为他这么孝顺，还很佩服他。
And somebody thought that he really, you know, honored his mother-in-law, and they really esteemed him.
后来有人问他说，你为什么要花这么10倍、20倍的钱把岳母送回去呢？
And he says, the people ask him, why do you spend, you know, 20 times the cost to send him back to the States?
他说，因为我不放心把他留在这里，因为我听说2000年前有个叫耶稣的什么，让好几人复活了。
He says, I don't quite trust leaving her in this land because I heard this rumor that 2000 years ago somebody resurrected from the dead.
这是美国人喜欢开岳母的玩笑哈。其实我们中国人的岳母都很好，对不对？
I mean the Chinese culture sometimes.
因为中国的丈母娘看女婿越看越满意嘛。
And mother-in-law oftentimes when they see their son-in-law, they like them more and more.
这个身体死了，不是同样的身体复活。
And this body that is gonna perish, is gonna die, is not the same body that will resurrect.
所以要给一个新的身体给我。
The Lord will give us a new body.
他要用那个叫万有能够归服自己的大能，将我们卑贱的身体改变形状。
And again, according to the working by which he is able even to do all things to himself.
改成什么样子？
I'm sorry, to be conformed to his glorious body.
我们不知道。
And we do not know.
但是我至少知道不是像 Tom Cruise.
And we know that I'm not going to look like Tom Cruise.
也不是像你羡慕的哪一个女明星。
Or such a famous star.
还是说跟主的身体相似。
He says to be conformed to his glorious body.
好，那个已经够我快乐了。
And this would cause me great joy already.
好，所以你看我最近头上又开始长怪东西了。其实你们要看快看，将来天上都看不到了。
I discovered things growing on my face again, but you know, if you want to see these things, see them now. You will not see them in eternity to come.
这个长工上次说我们中年人这个六国统一，好秦始皇那个六个 pack 都变成一块了。
My brother says that the six pack has been conquered by the one.
或是我脸上还有瘤、嘴巴歪，这些都没有关系。你们要看都快看。将来到天上，我俊得很。
I still have a tumor on my left cheek, and you can look at it now. But when I go to heaven, I am going to be handsome.
因为每一个姊妹都漂亮得很。
Every sister will be beautiful.
还有主要把一个荣耀的身体给我。
The Lord is going to give us a glorious body.
弟兄姊妹，让我们都像他。
That we're all going to be like him.
真的，他不光是改变我们卑贱的生命，他要把我们卑贱的身体。改成像他一样。
Not only is he changing our lowly life to be more like him, but this lowly earthly body to be more like him.
第三件事情。
And the third thing.
他说：“看哪，我必快来。”这是启示录22:12-13。他说：“我必快来，赏罚在我，要照着个人所行的报应他。我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽，我是首先的，我是末后的，我是初，我是终。
And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me.” To give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last.
弟兄姊妹，我们虽然不会将来被丢到永火里面去受审判。
Yes, we will not be cast into eternal fire to be judged.
但是哥林多后书第五章告诉我们，我们将来都要站在基督的台前。
The Second Corinthians chapter 5 tells us we will one day stand before the throne of Christ.
我在讲预言的时候，我曾经讲过有三个大的审判的日子，我们稍微知道一下。
And when I talked about Revelations, we talked about three specific judgment that is to come.
第一个就是主耶稣降临在空中的时候。
The first one is when he is in midair as he returns.
所有信耶稣的人那天要复活，被提到天上，还活着的人。
All those who believe the Lord would be raptured.
之后也被提到天上。
And they will be taken up midair.
那这是要基督台前的审判。
And this is, the judgment before the throne of Christ.
这是加法处理对神的儿女们的审判。
This is a judgment concerning the household of God.
这个不是丢到永火去的。
This is not a judgment concerning eternal condemnation.
而是要照着我们就着我们这一生所做所行的，在我们的神面前交账。
But of all that we've done, all that we've labored, we're going to have to settle an account with our Lord.
所以你千万不要以为说我已经信了耶稣了，天国的门票有了，我现在可以爱世界没关系啊。
Please do not think that okay, I believe in Jesus, I have a ticket into heaven, I can go on loving the world.
我知道主的宝血永远有功效，他会赦免我的罪，所以我不用好好追求。
And His blood will forever cleanse me of my sins, so I don't really need to pursue the Lord.
将来去见主的时候，我们要为了今生所有所做所行，神给的每一个机会，每一个日子。我们都要跟主交账。
The day will come when you're going to stand before the throne of Christ, and you're going to settle an account for every opportunity and everything that you've done for the rest of your life.
甚至严重到一个地步，凡我们口里所说的，句句都要招出来。
Even every word that's proceeded out of our mouth would be displayed, would be set forth before.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们为人需要敬虔，要带着虔诚敬畏的心度我们在世寄居的日子。
We need to be fearful and holy as we live out the remaining of our days.
因为我们在恩典中。
And on the one hand, we are in grace.
但是另外一方面，我们也是在神。神的托付里面。
But at the same time, we're in this very holy commission.
我们将来都要为着我们这一生所行的，需要去跟主交账。
All that we've done, we have to settle an account with our Lord.
第二个审判，我简单提就好了，是以色列民在千年国度开始前，以色列百姓要有另外，还地上的万民都有另外一次的审判。
And the second judgment is the nation of Israel and all the people of the world.At the beginning of the millennial year, that the judgment will fall.
第三个审判是千年国度以后，所有不信主的人，那是白色大宝座的审判。
And the third judgment is after the millennial year, that the judgment of the great white throne that every man will go through.
那时候所有没有信耶稣的人全部复活，然后被审判而被丢到永火里。
Everyone that did not believe in Christ will be resurrected. They will be judged and they will be cast into the fire.
所以你真的爱你的家人的话，要趁着他们还没有走以前，一定要把福音传给。
So if you really love your family member.Before they leave, before they depart, share the gospel.
我们的好朋友，公司的好同学、好同事，我们都要抓住机会。我们的邻居都应该跟他们传福音。
Our colleagues, our good friends, our neighbors, we need to take every opportunity to share the gospel.
然后，另外我们读路加福音二十一章二十五节到二十八节。
Luke chapter 21.
我们很快的看一下，这里有一个非常强烈的对比。
This is very strong contrast here.
路加福音二十一章二十五节到二十八节。
Luke chapter 21, verse 25 through 28.
其实应该读更长的，我们没有时间，我们就从二十五节，只要我读就好了哈。日月星辰要显出异兆，地上的邦国也有困苦，因为海中波浪的响声就惶惶不定，天势都要震动。人想起那将要临到世界的事，就都吓得魂不附体。那时他们要看见人子有能力有大荣耀驾云降临，一有这些事，你们就应当挺身昂首，因为你们得赎的日子近了。这句话当然主要的很多的时代主义的解释都是针对以色列百姓将来要看见的事。
A lot of times these words specifically are written concerning the people of Israel, the things that they will see.
但是我把它拿出来就是要做一个对比，就是认识神的人跟不认识神的人。
I want to bring out these verses to show you a contrast between those who know God and those who do not know Him.
属神的子民跟不属神的人，对于将来要来的事情，那一天真发生的时候。
God's people versus those that are not, concerning that day when things happen.
弟兄姊妹朋友, 100% 发生的了。
Brother and sister, 100% this will happen.
要发,要来的,必要再来,
he who is coming will come, and he will not delay.
他是一定来的,
he will absolutely come.
但是那天来的时候,
but that day when he does come,
有人杀得魂不附体,
some people are terrified and they're fearful.
但是神的选民, 神的儿女却可以挺身昂首,
but the people of God can look up.
终于来了,
he's finally here.
哎呀, 我们盼望这么久的日子终于来了,
the day that we've been longing for so long is here.
我们得赎的日子到了,
our day of redemption is
我们身体要改变了,
here. Our body will be changed.
不再有眼泪, 不再有哭泣, 不再有悲伤, 不再有疼痛, 不再有死亡, 所有这些都过去了,
no more tears, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more death. These are all passed away.
所有的盼望, 所有的信心, 都成为眼见, 变成事实了,
all of our faith, all of our hope has now become sight.
哦, 完全不一样,
it's completely different.
Brothers,
you discover the difference here?
你看我们小的时候, 老师要发考卷的时候,你们那时候心情是怎样?
And remember when we were younger and we were getting an exam, as the exam being handed to us, how did you feel?
哎,你们现在都还是学生,
those of you who are students, when you get your exam,
怎么怀心点起头来了? 你帮儿子点上。
Sister Helen begins to...
现在大概这个学校没有那么严，我们小的时候发考卷的时候是紧张的不得了的。
When we were younger, I remember when the exams were being handed out, we were all terrified.
你知道我们老师有一个鞭子是那种小时候扫地的那种藤条的鞭子啊。And
the teachers back then, they had these rods. They're very, very flexible.
而且他打不打字呢？
When they hit you, they don't hit the meaty parts of your hand.
他们打这里。
They hit the back of your finger.
所以我们每一次发考卷的时候，很多同学这边都肿起来，青紫一块，然后他们去发明那种一种特别的草，挖起来泡酒精，大家一面流着一面擦的。And
when they get their exams back, oftentimes they would be disciplined, and it would be all bruised up, and they actually discover a particular grass.
现在早就会被告的。And
now, you know, if the same things happen, the teachers would be sued.
所以每次发考卷的时候呢，几家欢乐几家愁。
Back then, there would be some that would be joy, but some would cry.
那些好学生就挺身昂首，今天是得奖品的日子。
Those good students, they would lift up their heads, they'd be very proud. Today's the day that I'm going to be rewarded.
那些考差的那天，头都不敢抬，然后这个手都不敢伸出去。
Those who didn't do so well, they dare not lift up their hands, and their hands are kind of tucked in.
连我这么好的学生都被打过。
Me, such a wonderful student, I actually put discipline before as well.
我那天来，这个我这个人一辈子都是低血压哈。
And I've always had low blood pressure.
我平常的血压是下血压60几，上血压110就不得了了，所以我几十年都是这样子的。
About 110 at the upper range and around the 60s for the lower.
然后我礼拜一在上面讲到一半，我突然昏了一下，摸了一下，然后下来满脸发热，我就去借我爸妈的血压器量了一下。
Friday, when I was speaking, I felt a little dizzy, and after the message, I went and took the to measure my blood pressure from the device. And my low blood pressure is up to 96.
上血压到150几,
and my upper limit is at 150. High blood pressure.
哎呀，我就很紧张，因为我平常是低血压，突然变这么高血压。
And I was very worried because this is not normal for me.
因为我的爷爷，我的 grandpa, 他是在跪在地上为别人祷告的时候，突然脑溢血，被主接去了。My grandpa,
he was actually kneeling down praying for someone, and he had an aneurysm, and he was taken to the Lord.
他走的时候才59岁。He
was only 59 years old.
然后我的父亲50年来都吃高血压的药，我们这个高血压是我们家家族的病。50
years, my dad's been taking high blood pressure medication, and this is something that is just genetically inborn in our family.
我的哥哥开始陆陆续续开始有了，但是我就一直感谢神，从来没有领导。
And all my older brothers, they all began to have high blood pressure, and I kept thanking the Lord that never came to me.
我那天突然血压的时候，我就跑去问这个Dr. Huang，虽然我不是 mental problem.
So that day, when I discovered this problem, I went to see our Dr. Huang, though I didn't have a mental problem.
他就安慰我，他说这个没有关系。
He said, oh, it's okay, it's not a big deal.
他说偶尔一次没有关系的。
Once in a while, it's fine.
他说他也是低血压。
He says, I usually have 高过 pressure。
然后有一次他去看一个心脏科医生的时候，也是一下子一紧张，血压高到90几。
He said one time he went to see a cardiologist and he was very nervous. And all of a sudden his blood pressure went up.
然后旁边几个弟兄都笑他，哪里医生看医生会紧张成这样子
？Everybody began to laugh at him and say, "How can a doctor go to a doctor and be nervous?"
然后我说你又不是发考卷。
And then I said to those brothers, I said, "You're not really handing out these examinations."
弟兄姊妹有一个 final judgment day。
Brothers, this is the final judgment day.
啊，对神的儿女们叫基督台前的审判。
And it's called the judgment at the throne of Christ.
啊，另外一个是白色大宝座的审判。
The children of God. The other one is the judgment of
所有的人。
And every person.
早晚都要去面对造我们的神。
Sooner or later, we'll go meet the Creator God.
不是在基督台前。
If it's not before the throne of Christ,
就是在白色大宝座面前。
It's before the great white throne.
好，所以我们在这里，我们要有这样子的准备，我们要好好过好我们的今生。
We need to be ready to live this life.
好，所以在这里讲到说，看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
So the Lord says, "Behold, I am coming quickly. My reward is with me to give everyone according to his word."
那主虽然很有恩典，但是那一天在交账的时候，他必须为着我们这一生所有所行的，要来 judge 我们。
So God is full of grace, but on that particular day, He's going to administer judgment according to all that we've done.
啊，第四件事情。
Fourth thing.
他说我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了。就蒙恩得穿洁白光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。这是启示录十九章七到八节。
Revelation chapter 19 verse 7 to 8.
啊，那不仅仅讲到这个，我们将来个人要跟主交账。
It speaks not only that we individually need to set our account with the Lord.
啊，这一段的圣经是讲到将来有基督要来要得国的。
This portion speaks of the coming of Christ to receive His kingdom.
啊，启示录说到这地。成了我主和我主耶稣基督的国。
And Revelation says that this earth and there, all that is in it has become the kingdom of God.
所以主耶稣在回来的时候，他是要做王的。
He comes to be the king.
而且他不光只是地上的王，他是万王之王，万主之主。
He's not only the king of this world, but he's the king of kings and the Lord of lords.
啊，所以我们今天在这里所讲的耶稣，他不是只是被杀，好像很可怜被杀哈。
So when we talk about Jesus, who is the slain lamb, that he's not, it's not just pitiful that he's slain.
他也是因为有能力做宝座的那一位。
He's also one that is with all might that is sitting on the throne.
所以你们今天唱诗歌有没有看到他们前面画了一只小羔羊，后面一只大狮子
？You discover in the slides there was a picture of a lamb and then a lion behind it.
啊，他又是被杀的羔羊，又是犹大的狮子。
He is the lamb and he is also the lion of the tribe of Judah.
他的宝座，他的国权直到永远。
His throne and his dominion is unto everlasting.
而且他回来是要来迎接我们。
And when he comes to receive us.
啊，今年四月二十八号，这个威廉王子结婚，不是又是一个小型，也算世纪婚礼，大家都在看哈。
April 28th, Prince William was married, and the whole world's watching.
那我们根本没有时间看，我那时候正好前几天还在英国，我大概24号回来的。
And I didn't have a chance to watch it. I actually came back. From England on the 24th.
我忘了我回来的时候在哪里碰到一个年轻的孩子，问我说。你没有去参加他们婚礼吗
？And I remember when I came back, one of the kids asked me, "You didn't attend the wedding?"
啊 ，family reunion， 他们就问我说，你难道没有去看那个婚礼吗
？At our family reunion, somebody asked me, "You didn't go to the wedding?"
啊，第一个我没有资格，第二个我没兴趣。
One, I didn't have the privilege. Two, I didn't have the interest.
啊，但是我回到家，我过两天在新闻上，不是我在新闻上看那个。新闻报道的时候。
So after a couple of days, I saw the I was watching the news.
啊，前面是在播放他们婚礼的一些精华片段。
And in the beginning, it was having kind of a slideshow of the wedding, the certain slides.
然后后面呢，他照了好几个啊，在不同国家里面，大概美国也有，英国也有，各国也有，那个叫做 PT Party， 你们听过没有？就是那些捞不到嫁给威廉王子的人很难过，所以他们开了一个 party。
It's a party that is put together by those who cannot marry Prince William, so they have a party together.
所以有的那天也穿着礼服，头上戴了一个假的皇冠。
So there are actually people who put on a gown and they would put on a crown.
有的人真的是实在说老实话，看这个实在不经看，但是他们那天开的 PT party.
Some of them were not very sightly, but they had a party anyway.
因为他们的梦想破裂了。
because their dreams were shattered.
因为威廉不会来找他们。
Because William will no longer come for them.
所以他们开了 PT party.
So they had this PT party.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们这些人。
Oh, pity party. Okay.
Thank you, just say.
I'm sorry. I said PT. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Praise God.
那是什么 game 啊？ But anyway.
Anyways. The King of Kings is going to come for us.
整个教会，整个神的儿女们像新妇一样装饰好了，等他来接的。
The whole church is going to be adorned like the bride for him to receive.
为什么今天他还不来呢？
Why is it he's still not here?
我们还没有装饰好啊。
Because we are not yet adorned.
所以他还想来接我们的。
He's desperate to come after us.
所以弟兄姊妹要为着教会成熟祷告。
So brothers, we need to pray for the maturity of the church.
要为着教会的纯净祷告。
We need to pray for the purity of the church.
教会的 readiness 预备好了，被迎娶来祷告。
We need to pray for the readiness of the church to be received.
Are we ready?
Are we ready?
哦，可能很多年轻姊妹已经举手，已经 ready 被人家娶了。
Maybe a lot of young sisters, younger ones are ready to get married.
但是我们教会 ready 了没有？
We as a church, are we ready?
哦，婚礼已经早就想开始了。
The wedding is about to take place. It wants to take place.
所以教会要好好为着我们的新郎，为着我们所爱的主，好好预备自己。
So the church, we need to pray, prepare ourselves for the bride that is going to take us home.
糟糕了，我今天记得要问一下 Charlie 跟 Teresa， 我可不可以讲他们的故事？
Ask Charlie and Teresa if I can tell their story. It's okay?
你们是去年结婚还是前年啊？去年。
They got married a year ago.
去年结婚的时候，我坐在第一排，因为我要证婚 ，Charlie 坐我旁边。
I was sitting in the first row, and Charlie was sitting right next to me because I was officiating the wedding.
那天 Teresa 迟到了。
And Teresa was late.
啊，我忘了她迟到了20分钟还半小时。
She was late for about 20 minutes or half an hour.
所以 Charlie 坐立不安。
So Charlie all of a sudden got really nervous.
他又怕我生气。
And he thought I'd be upset.
所以中间我看了一下表以后，我就看他一下。
So in the middle, I actually looked at my watch and I turned and looked at him.
他马上就跟我讲，他说：“那于叔叔，我们要不要开始了？”
He saw me looking at him. He says, "Pastor Yu or Uncle Yu, should we just start now then?"
新娘没有到，新郎要叫我开始。
I said, "The bride is not yet here. You want to start?"
Teresa, 你今天可以跟他讲第一次啊。
Teresa, you can gaze into his eyes tonight and say,
给他一点警告。
Give him that warning.
他们在哪里啊？
Where are they?
新郎新娘站起来。
Stand up, Charlie.
新娘的啊
，Teresa，
请你在主里面原谅他。
Forgive him in the love of the Lord today.
新娘没预备好，怎么婚礼开始呢
？How can you start a wedding when the bride is not ready？
啊，弟兄姊妹，天上的天使天君全部都准备好了。
The heavenly hosts, they're ready for the wedding.
哦，这不是世纪的婚礼，这是宇宙的大婚礼。
This is not the wedding of the century; it's the wedding of the universe.
这新郎早就坐在宝座上，也不知道坐多久了。
The bride is sitting. The groom is sitting on the throne for a long time.
等你等我呀，弟兄姊妹。
He's waiting for you and he's waiting for me.
所以我们要赶快准备好啊。
So we need to make ourselves ready.
啊，弟兄姊妹，他做王。
He is enthroned.
父神用右手将他高举。
The Father has exalted him with the right hand.
把超过万民之上的名赐给他。
He's given him the name that is above everything.
他是万王之王，他是万主之主。
He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
那我们要怎么样子 ready 呢
？How should we be ready?
弟兄姊妹，到底我们有没有把他当王看
？Do we treat him as king？
到底我们有没有把他当主看
？Do we treat him as the Lord？
其实很多事情都连于主什么时候回来。
So a lot of times related to how quickly he comes back。
圣经上说福音传遍地极，或是福音传给万民，人数满的时候，主就要回来了。
The Lord says when the gospel is preached to the ends of the earth and the number is full, then he shall return。
所以我们要传福音，教会要成熟，教会要 ready。
So we need to share the gospel. The church needs to mature. The church needs to be ready.
通通都影响主的回来。
All impacts when he comes back.
我今年四月份到欧洲去参加那个聚会的时候，有一位外国讲员，他是 Columbia International University 的校长。
And April when we went to when I went to Europe for this retreat, one of the speakers was a professor.
一个校长，学校校长。
He was a principal.
他叫 Dr. George Murray. 他那天讲到的时候 他只用一个很简单的经文很简单的例子整个钟头他只是讲这个例子
That day he used a very simple verse a very simple example that's what he used the entire day
但是大家印象都非常深刻
But everybody remember what he said
他说大使命大家天天都讲说要去使万民做我的门徒就从马太福音二十八章十九节二十节大家都是这样子背
Matthew chapter 28 verse 19 and 20go, the great commission go and make disciples of all nations so we memorize these verses
但是他说大使命不是从十九节才开始从十八节就开始了
so the great commission did not begin on verse 19 but begin on verse 18
那你说到耶稣进城来对门徒说天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给我了
so the Lord Jesus came and said all the authorities on heaven in heaven and on the earth has been given to me
底下才说所以你们去使万民做我的门徒
and the scripture says then it says then go and make disciples of all nations
光从十九节这个连接词所以我们就知道大使命绝对不是从十九节开始的
so verse 19 says go therefore the word therefore means tells you that it did not begin on verse 19
从十八节就开始了
it began on verse 18
那你说到天上地上所有的权柄都已经给主了
so all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth
但是今天的问题就是我们这些基督徒并没有把这个主权交给主
but the criticality is that we as Christians today we did not give this authority unto Christ today
因为我们正好在英国他就举了一个英国的例子。
So we were in England, so he gave an example that is related to England.
英国现在还有君主制度，对不对
？Still has a monarchy. Is there still a position of king?
对，他说这个君主制度从前是绝对的君主制度。
In time past, it's an absolute monarchy.
他的现在的英国的君主制度是叫做 constitutional， 就是宪政的君主制。
So now the government is a constitutional monarchy.
他们也是有宪法的。
They do have laws.
他们有议会。
They have a Congress.
他们有这个 Prime Minister， 有首相。
They have a Prime Minister.
他们说，当他们在这里制定法律的时候
，When they establish the laws of the land，
当他们在这里推行政策的时候
，When they administer when they execute these laws，
上议会、下议会开会，民意代表开会，他们决定的事情 ，Prime Minister 签名。
They have all these meetings, and at the end of it, the Prime Minister will sign.
这个就应该可以出来实行的了。
So at that point, they should be able to execute the law.
但是因为他们还维持了一个君主制度
，Because they still maintain this monarchy，
所以他们把这个法案做成的决定上面有这个法案的决定首相的签名，但是底下又加了一行是送给英国女王去签名。
So the Prime Minister has signed everything in law. The Congress has signed it, but now there's still a line that needs to be signed by the Queen of England.
所以首相把这个东西带到女王面前。
So the Prime Minister would take this document to the Queen.
请女王签。
And would you please sign?
那女王最好好好的签。
So the Queen, she better sign.
她签也实现，不签。也一样有效。
And whether she signs or not, the documents won't be affected.
这只是一个礼貌上尊重她就是了。
It is a courtesy for the queen.
你签我们也执行，你不签我们照样执行。
If you sign it, we'll execute it. If you don't sign it, we'll still execute it.
所以女王基本上就都是签了。
So the queen signs everything.
她这个叫做 constitution monarchy.
So this is called constitutional monarchy.
她说今天神的儿女们对我们的基督常常是这样。
It says today we as Christians we often treat our Christ the same way.
明明天上地上所有的权柄都是他。
All authorities in heaven and on earth has been given to him.
但是我们呢，把他当做 queen。
But we treated him as the queen.
我们是 prime minister.
We treated ourselves as the prime minister.
当我们自己签了名以后，你就非签不可。
So when we sign something in our lives, we say, "You better sign now."
我要换工作，我要换就换了。
If I want to change my job, I'm going to change it.
我要换教会，我要换就换了。
If I want to change the church, I'm going to change it.
我要买什么车，我要买什么手机，我要买就买了。
Whatever car I want to buy, whatever cell phone I want to buy.
我们要做什么决定，我们就做了。我们就是神，你就是要认同。
Whatever decision we make, we just say, "God, you got to identify." With my decision now.
你认同我也做，你不认同我照做。
If you acknowledge it, I'll do it. If you don't acknowledge it, I'm going to do it anyway.
所以今天这个校长很有意思，他印了一大堆这个卖身契给我们哈。
So this principal, he was very humorous. He made a copy of a lot of.
他不光 humorous， 他很认真。他们做了那个卖身契啊，叫我们签约。卖给耶稣的。
He gave us all copies of a contract for us to sign our lives over to Jesus.
我写没写 ？I 底下空格，我要写亨切与于洪杰。
And the document says I, comma, I need to go fill in my name.
于某年某月某日跟我的神立约，从此以后我永远属于他，顺服他。
Such and such a day, I've established a covenant with my God that I am forever His.
底下要签字的。
And then you got to sign.
好，弟兄姊妹，那天好多人拿去这个东西签，签完以后交回去了。
A lot of people actually signed it that day and submitted it.
弟兄姊妹，不管外面有没有签这件事。
But since it doesn't really matter outwardly whether we sign it or not.
到底我们有没有承认他是万王之王，他是万主之主
？Whether we acknowledge that he's the King of Kings or the Lord of Lords.
如果我们不承认他的王权，他的国权。
If we do not acknowledge his kingship and his authority.
我们在这里说，主啊，我愿你快来。
And then we say, Lord, come quickly.
主啊，愿你的公义在地上掌权。
Lord, may your righteous reign here.
主啊，美国加州的这个婚姻法案太混乱了，你起来执掌。
And the California is very problematic with the definition of marriage. Please come and minister
justice. 但是我们的生活依然过。我们的生活还是一样的。
Our lives are still the same.
因为什么？这个不叫做他的国权。
And this is not meaning he has authority.
好，所以当我们讲完这四件事情的时候
，When we talk after we conclude these four items,
保罗在罗马书八章告诉我们，我想现今的苦楚比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
Paul says in Romans chapter 8, for I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us.
有一天他要来。
One day he shall come.
他要来接我们。
He's going to come and receive us.
他来的时候
，When he comes,
我们都要身体都要复活。
Our body would be resurrected.
他要给我们一个荣耀的身体。
He's going to give us a new body.
叫我们永远活着。
That we will forever live.
而且我们要在他的台前。
And we're going to stand before his throne.
我们把我们这一生的结果都带来给他。
And all the fruit and the labors of this life we're going to present before him.
他要迎娶他的教会。
He's going to come and receive his church.
好，他带领我们进入千年的国度。
He's going to lead us into the millennial reign.
啊，有一天他再带领我们进到荣耀，进到新天。
And then one day he's going to lead us into glory, a new heaven, a new earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，约翰说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明。”
So, John says, "We are beloved children of God. What we shall be, we do not yet know."
当我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他。
But at his appearing, we shall be like him.
凡像他有这样子指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
And anyone who has such hope, cleanse themselves and purify themselves as He is pure.
以后，接下来我们来读希伯来书十二章第一节到第三节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to
好，非常重要，我们一起来读。
These verses are very important to read it together.
我们既有着许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。好，在这里我们注意到几件事，他叫我们要学会放下各样的重担。
He teaches a few things. He says, number one, lay aside every burden.
中国有一句话说，远程无轻担。
And there's a saying in Chinese that a city afar off, every light burden is heavy.
任何一个担子在我们身上，只要久了，它就是重担。
Any kind of burden on us, as long as we have to carry it for a long time, it becomes something heavy.
我想我可以举一个很简单的例子哈，你看我一杯水，我可以举起来。
I'll give you an example. I may have a cup of water. I can lift it up.
你要我举三分钟没有问题。
If you want me to hold it up for 3 minutes, I can probably do it.
三十分钟也许我也还可以。
Maybe even 30 minutes.
你要叫我举它三天。
If you want me to lift it for 3 days,
它就变得非常的重，我可能举不到。
It becomes very, very heavy. I probably can't do it.
你要为它举它三个月。
If you want me to lift it for 3 months,
我是决定举不到。
I know absolutely I cannot.
所以一个东西，我当时我觉得我可以承担。
So something that I feel that I can endure at the time now.
但是它持续下去的时候
，But progressively as it continues,
它会成为重担。
It becomes a burden.
它会成为伤害。
It becomes a harm.
它会成为我们生命和力量的消耗。
It will be something that would draw your life.
所以保罗这个希伯来作者劝我们要放下各。
So the author of Hebrews tells us to lay aside every weight.
早上 Brother Ernest 讲到一个人需要看 Dr. Huang， 就是在 cruise 上面他光吃饼干跟 cheese。
And Brother Ernest shared an example of a man who only eats cookie crackers and cheese.
因为他不知道有这么好的福分。
On a cruise ship, and he didn't know that there was a lot of benefits.
那同样的，我们也讲过，在中国有一个人在北方赶路的时候。
And we also spoke of a story. There was a particular person who was in a hurry on his way.
在山里面天快黑了，他突然听见后面有一辆马车来，他就很高兴。
And in the mountains, it was getting dark, and he heard the first horse.
好，他就拼命把这个马车给挡下来，叫他跟他要一个 ride， 搭一个便车。
He heard a carriage coming over and he stopped it and he said, "Can I get a ride?"
好，所以那个人也很好心，他就上了车，然后背着包上车了。
The man was very nice and he said, "Come on up." So he took his bag and he went on.
然后开着开着开着以后，这个马车的主人想认识认识这个朋友，就回头跟他聊天。
And so as they were journeying along, the driver wanted to know the person he picked up. He began to have a dialogue with him.
当然发现这个人居然站在他身上，还背着那个重包包。
He discovered that this man was still standing on the carriage, was holding his bag.
他说：“老乡，你上我车为什么还背着包
？”I said, "Buddy, you're on my car. Why are you still carrying the bag?"
他说：“你已经给我了一个方便了，我怎么好意思再把重担放你车上
？”He said, "Well, you gave me a convenience. How dare I put my weight on your car?"
好，弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们要把各样的重担卸给神，因为他顾念你。
The scripture says, "Cast all our burdens on the Lord because He cares for us."
我们这两天读的以赛亚书53章，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
And He has bore our grief, He has bore He's taken up our sorrows.
弟兄姊妹，他的话也告诉我们应当一无挂虑。
His words tell us not to worry about anything.
但是我们却常常把很多的担子往身上放。
A lot of times we take on these burdens ourselves.
你不要小看这些担子。
Do not look lightly on these burdens.
只要久了，它就一定是重担。
In the process of time, it will be.
它一定带来伤害，带来消耗，带来疲倦。
Will bring about harm. Will bring about exhaustion.
然后又脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
And let us lay aside. And the sin which so easily ensnares us.
一面我们都有个人，可能都有很多容易 entangle 我们的罪，好容易缠累我们的罪。
You know there are sins that may easily ensnare us or entangle us.
有人是网络，有人是赌博，有人是做不该做的事，看不该看的东西。
Some people are the internet. Some people gamble or do things you're not supposed to do or look at things you're not supposed to look at.
这边有一次有一个猎人看到一个老鹰，脚上被那个捕那个。松鼠什么捕兔子的这个铁夹夹到脚了。
A man saw this eagle flying, and he was actually on his leg was the trap.
他怎么飞都飞不起来，飞两步掉下来，飞两步掉下来。
The trap a squirrel. Every time he tried to fly, he would fall.
弟兄姊妹，这就叫做抓住我们的罪。
These are sins that would entangle us.
他不可以叫你飞的。
So that you cannot fly.
而且你早晚会被仇敌给抓去的。
And sooner or later, the enemy is going to come and take you.
所以一面来说，要脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
So on the one hand, let go of the sins that so easily ensnare us.
一面大家如果读圣经的话，他说要叫我们脱离那一个罪 ，the sin 单数的。
And so the scripture is very clear. It says that that particular sin that ensnares us.
好，那个 the sin that easily entangle us 就是那一个罪叫做不信。
The sin which so easily ensnares us is unbelief.
叫做我们就对神没有这样子的信心。
That we do not have the faith towards God.
就是怎么样？我们如果有这个荣耀的盼望，又有这么多见证人在我们旁边。
We have such a glorious hope and so many clouds of witnesses around us.
学习放下重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
Lay aside every weight and every and the sin which so easily ensnares us.
要存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前面的路。
Run with endurance the race that is set before us.
然后底下讲了这么重要的一句话。
And then it says something very important.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
好，弟兄姊妹，学会看他。
Learn to look unto Him.
学习定睛来看他。
Set your eyes on Him.
我们这次大会讲看到神的羔羊。
Now our theme this retreat, behold the Lamb of God.
我们到底要怎么来看他
？How are we to look at Him?
第一件事情，眼睛要张开。
First of all, your eyes need to open.
不要瞎眼。
Don't be blind.
世界的神常常弄瞎我们的心眼。
The King of the God of this world often wants to blind our eyes.
所以不要被世界的神把我们眼睛给弄瞎了。
Don't let the gods of this world blind our eyes.
世界弄很多的东西让我们看，看到最后我们瞎了。
He wants us to look at so many things of the world to the point that we'll be blind eventually.
第二件事情，主耶稣告诉我们，清心的人有福了，因为必得见神。
Secondly, the Lord said, "Blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they shall see God."
要 simplify 我们的 life， 要简化我们的生活。
Simplify our lives.
要 simplify 我们的 mind， 我们的思想要单纯。
Simplify our minds; it needs to be pure.
也要让我们这个人变得清心，能够看得见神。
And we may have a pure heart to see God.
第三件事情，保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书5章21节告诉我们要凡事查验，美善的要持守，各样的恶事要禁戒不做。
First Thessalonians, Paul tells us to examine everything. and hold fast to what is good and avoid what is evil.
所以每一件事在我们面前，我们要去 test 它，要 examine 它。
And everything that comes in your life, you need to examine it.
不好的要拒绝。
And that which is evil,
各样恶事要禁戒不做的。
And all the evil things, do not to run away from.
各样美善的事情要持守。
But every good thing, hold on to.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要看见，除了让圣灵开我们眼睛启示我们以外，我们人这一面，我们至少要做到眼睛不要被搞瞎。
And aside from the Lord having grace and opening our eyes, we ourselves need to make sure that we don't allow our eyes to be blind.
要清心，让我们看得清楚。
That we may have a pure heart, that we may see clearly.
要会分辨。
And that we may need to have discernment.
这是讲到让我们眼睛不要瞎。
So that our eyes will not be blind.
啊，第二件事情。
And the second.
当我们眼睛真是开，真是开，会分辨的时候。
When our eyes truly have discernment,
我们要学会 turn our eyes upon Jesus, 要转眼来望他。
We need to learn to turn our eyes onto Jesus and look onto Him.
因为我看我们现在眼睛都开的嘛，对不对
？I look around the room, all your eyes are open.
然后你们不见得都看我。
And perhaps you're not looking right at me.
然后我现在跟你们说，数三下，全部看看威廉。
And I say, when I count to three, everybody looks at William.
然后你们就一二三，大家都看他了。那这叫做 转眼看他。
That's called turning on, looking onto him.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是叫操练的，要学习转眼来看。
This is something that we need to put to practice and exercise.
第三个就是 fix our eyes upon Jesus.
And then thirdly, now you need to fix your eyes on Jesus.
不光 turn our eyes upon Jesus.
Not only turn our eyes onto the Lord, but Jesus.
Fix our eyes upon Jesus.
We need to fix our eyes on him.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。